Since you introduced this issue of classification of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, can you talk a little bit more about how you view that?
Well, I think the most common subtype of DLBCL is what we refer to as not otherwise specified, so-called DLBCL-NOS. That is by far the most common type that we see. The others are actually quite a long list, and it's a growing list that'll be coming out in about a month in the actual print version of the new WHO. I got an email just the other day that we're expecting the book out in early September, so we will be seeing it finally. There's a very long list of other subtypes, but what they do is they add complexity for the average pathologist in terms of sorting out those subtypes, but at the end of the day, they're recognizable subtypes of DLBCL. If we return then to the most common variety, the so-called generic DLBCL, there's at least two diseases in there, at least two diseases. And we know those based on a lot of molecular gene expression work that we were involved in and others, but also a whole lot of studies that have come since. And those are the so-called germinal center B versus the activated B. There is a wealth of data that tells us absolutely that the ABC type is a much more aggressive disease. It has characteristic mutational profiles. The biology is becoming more and more resolved. And we know that that subset of DLBCL is probably not adequately served by standard dose sort of R-CHOP. And so we're beginning to do studies where we want to know with great accuracy the cell of origin subtype. Those can be determined using immunohistochemistry, but actually my lab produced an assay together with our colleagues in the what's called the LLMPP, which we published now several times, where there's low density gene expression assays that can be used to very robustly be able to stratify those as GCB and ABC. And I will remind the people watching this that that distinction is now strongly recommended, if in fact not required. When you make a diagnosis of DLBCL, you need to report on the cell of origin and you need to use the best available technology to do that. The assay that we developed, so-called Lymph2CX, I believe there's a commercial name now, it is LST, which is lymphoma subtyping test. And that is probably the most robust way to determine GCB versus ABC. But it's becoming highly relevant because we're getting a reasonable menu of treatment options now where distinctions between GCB and ABC are relevant because they're only enrolling one or the other types of patients, those patients in clinical trials, and the expectation of outcome is highly dictated by that.